Welcome to Kings River Life's Mystery Rats Maze podcast, where we share with you mystery short stories and first chapters of mystery novels read by local actors. This episode features the mystery short story Squashed to Death by Charlotte Morganti. It's read by local actor Donna Beavers. This story was first published in Seeds, the Texas Gardener's newsletter. If you'd like to help support this podcast, listen for details in the closing of this episode on how to become a patron and get some fun perks.
Dear readers, I bring unsettling news. Petal Chiffleur died a violent death yesterday. Based on the evidence strewn near her body, being chunks of green squash and a pink and white gingham ribbon, Sergeant Courgette speculated Petal was zonked on the head with a beribboned zucchini. And not your dainty serving for one zucchini, either. Nope. That zucchini, Courgette said as he stood on my porch, would have fed a family of six for a week. I believed him, because we are in the midst of zucchini season, and every gardener in town is scrambling to harvest those humble green squash before they become monsters. I told Courgette as much. Ah, Courgette said, you grow zucchini, Madam Worthing? No doubt he was speculating he had found his suspect. Everyone does, I said. This is Blossom City. It's what you do if you have a vegetable garden. Petal Chiffleur outdid us all. Have you seen her garden? Courgette blew out a puff of air. Bushels of squash back there. Then he glanced at a spot near my door. Did you know you have a zucchini there, with a ribbon tied around it? Sure enough, tucked next to my door was a mid-sized zook sporting a pink and white gingham ribbon and bow. I said, from Petal, of course. Last year's ribbon was green and white. The year before that, yellow with blue polka dots. Courgette stared at me blankly, so I went on. Yesterday, the 8th of August, was Sneak a Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day. One of Petal's favorite days. Courgette said, she put them on everyone's porch every year. When I nodded, he asked, how'd you feel about that? I shrugged. It's not a big deal, to me at any rate. Oh, but it was to others. I didn't want to tell tales, but he was trying to solve a heinous crime, and it surely was my civic duty to assist. Rumor has it one person threatened to squash Petal's head if she ever put another zook on their doorstep. But it wasn't a real threat. It was just your normal Blossom City chit-chat. Who was this person? I shook my head and buttoned my lips, but still I couldn't stop my eyes from sliding away from him to the house directly across the street, where Ginger Delarue lives. When they put Ginger into the back of the police car, I heard her protest. But Petal never gave me a zucchini this year. I told her not to. The police confiscated and catalogued all the beribboned zucchini from the neighborhood. Every porch had one, except for Ginger's. The police theory is Ginger didn't have a zook on her porch because she used it to kill Petal. I wonder. Petal Chiffleur loves Sneak a Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day. She wouldn't have paid any attention to demands to stop sharing her harvest especially from Ginger, our local femme de la rue. Suppose someone was deeply wounded by homewrecker Ginger and knew about Ginger's threat to do Petal Inn. I could name two recent divorcees who qualified. Suppose that person waited patiently for the 8th of August and then snatched Petal's gaily attired zucchini from Ginger's porch and smashed Petal's head with it a few dozen times. I may give Courgette a call. He's lived here fewer than 10 years, much too short a time to gain an accurate understanding of the private lives of our townspeople. Since I have lived here all my life and am attuned to the town's goings-on, I can provide welcome context to the bare facts. Of course, some of Courgette's officers may tell him my theory of the crime is too Machiavellian for our little town. But I think he'll find my suspicions are correct. This is, after all, Blossom City, and things are rarely the way they first appear. Until next time, Persimmon Worthing.
This reading of Squashed to Death was produced by Kings River Life and directed by Lori Lewis Hamm. You can learn more about the author on her website, charlottemorganti.com. Now, if you'd like to help us be able to continue to bring you mystery fun, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/kingsriverlife. Even a dollar a month can make a difference, and we could really use your support. We also have some cool merchandise available on Redbubble. Check the show notes for the link and for the links to our websites and social media. Subscribe to our podcast to make sure you don't miss a single episode. And if you enjoy this episode, please rate or review it, as this helps make us easier for others to find. And of course, be sure to tell your friends. Until next time, this is your announcer, wishing you a life full of mystery.